today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What time is it for you? I'm sure you've heard this question asked several times during the day. What time is it? This question is probably the most asked in a day if stats were taken. People are so concerned about time. One thing we do know for sure is that time waits for no one. Another thing we know is that there is a time for every purpose under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 shares these words. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun. God determines and appoints seasons and times. He has fixed the standard and withholds or dispenses satisfaction, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. There are a lot of things we want to accomplish in life, but do they line up with what God has purposed in our life? Many of us strike out on our own, pursuing jobs, pursuing a husband, pursuing a wife, pursuing a friendship or a relationship, or other pursuits that are contrary to our designed purpose and the time we have been given. Some things we pursue, we don't have the capacity to feel. And we get upset when we don't achieve what we feel is good or right for us. We get angry and blame others. We break relationships. We even get to the point where we curse people out. We become depressed, anxious, and stuck as a result of not following God's plan for our life. Earthly pursuits are good in their proper time and place, but unprofitable when pursued as the chief goal. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 shares these words with us. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. Earthly pursuits are unprofitable when considered as life's chief goal, which was never intended by God. Yes, I'm sure there are many things in life you want to do. But what is God's plan for your life? What has God shared with you concerning the seasons and times of your life? You notice in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth that he declared that it was good according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, verse 25 and 31. He said it was good because everything served his purpose. What season are you in? What are you doing with the time that has been allotted for that season? Are you in the right season? Are you using the time wisely? If you are not in the right season for what you are trying to achieve, that also means that everything you are doing is out of season. It's like wearing a nice summer outfit during winter. It's a nice outfit, but wrong season. Everything works in its season. What season are you in, and are you using your time wisely? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.